are you guys? It's super awesome to see you. So, this weekend, and Pastor Jim already mentioned something very important, but there are two really cool things happening. So one is kind of local, and one is our country is celebrating. So what did Pastor Jim mention? What's tomorrow? What do we celebrate? Do you remember? We celebrate soldiers who gave their lives, not just soldiers that have gone to war, been in battle, but that they're no longer with us, right? And something else actually kind of cool happened locally, like here in Laurinburg, Scotland County this weekend. Something ended. What's over for a while? Anybody? High school age or middle school age? Help them out. School's out for summer. Is there a song about it, right? So I was thinking about these two really important things. And I was like, is there even a connection? Is there a similarity? So let me ask you, Ruthie, what grade will you be in next year?
Second.
Second. Ezra, what grade will you be going into? Second. You're going into second too, right? Is that right? First. Okay, cool. But you're still going to a new class, right? And Ethan's not in school yet, maybe, but he's headed there. All right, so another question. You guys are going to a new class. We've got some kids that are coming to our church that are going to a new school, like high school. We've got kids in our church that are going to a college, like not even in this town. So I have a question. Do you know any soldiers? Is there a soldier in your family, or did you know of a grandparent or somebody? How about in the congregation? Anybody know a soldier? Raise your hand if you know somebody that see those hands going up. So what do the soldiers and you guys going into first and second grade have in common? I wondered again, what's the same kind of stuff happening for those? Because Ruthie's going in second grade. She's not even old enough to be in the military. But I thought of a few words. You might be afraid. Are you going to get a nice teacher or a mean teacher? Not that there would be any such thing. Are you going to learn all you need to learn? So if you were a soldier and you were going to join the military, you're going into war battle, you might be afraid. Even the bravest soldiers have got to be afraid sometimes. Are you guys ever afraid? You guys out there ever afraid? Yeah. So see, we all have that in common. And I have to tell you, fear is a powerful problem. In my class, we call it a big deal when you're afraid. It's not a little deal, it's a big deal. So I'm gonna pick on Sophie. On Friday night, she had a responsibility, a job at school. And she says, I am so nervous. I'm so afraid to do this. And I said something like, just think peaceful thoughts. Just think about things that make you feel happy. Peace. And she says, I'm going to need that peace right about now. Doesn't that sound like an 18-year-old? And I said, well, guess what? You've got it. And I even shared with her one of my favorite, most important scriptures from Philippians, where it talks about God gives us peace. He makes us feel better even when we're afraid. And what I want to share with you is that God doesn't want you to be afraid of first or second or third or 10th or 11th grade or college or the military. He doesn't want us to be afraid of viruses. He doesn't want us to be afraid of making mistakes. He doesn't want us to be in fear. So this peace, this feeling good stuff, it's really kind of amazing. It's kind of like a wind. And today we have a really nice breeze, right? It's almost cold. It is cold, Ruthie says. So this peace that God gives you, it's not like a piece of cake. It's like a piece. It's like a, is it a verb, I guess, peace? I'm not sure if that's I better study my grammar better. But it's a type of feeling. So I brought my fan, and I joked as I came in that I had one fan and I brought it with me. But the radio folks can't see, but this is my dusty fan that needs to be plugged into work, but let's just pretend. So sometimes, not today, but sometimes it gets really hot in the South. And you feel like sweaty and gross and yucky, and you plug in a fan and you get in front of it and all of a sudden you feel great, right? You get old like me and put on some pounds and a fan really is your friend. So God's peace, and it's spelled P-E-A-C-E, is like a fan. So you're all nervous and fearful and anxious and feel yucky. You plug in the fan and God can be your fan and blow that wind on you. So God is much cooler and much bigger and much more powerful than a fan, but he can make us take that fear, that yucky hot, and get rid of it. In a few minutes, Pastor Jim is going to read from the book of Romans. And there's this really cool part where it says, Ruthie and Ethan and Ezra and me and all these folks are children of God. And I think that's so special. And I know that Ruthie, for instance, and Laura Murray, who was a soldier, and Miss Patsy and Miss Barbara Barnes, all of us may be afraid at times, but we are part of God's family. He's our Heavenly Father. And he wants us to know peace, that cool breeze. He doesn't want us to be afraid. Now, there's one more part, and then I'll be pretty much done. So you get this peace. Like, I'm 48, and forgetting how old I am already. And I think that this peace that God gives us is so important. I mean, it's just like the best thing ever. Almost better than coffee. No, it's definitely better than coffee. But I think it's so important that I want other people to know about it. So I want you, as you grow up and you start to know about God cooling you off, God making you feel unafraid, I want you to tell other people about it. I want them to see it in you. Don't run down the streets going, ah, I'm so afraid. Run down the streets confident that God's going to take care of you and that he's going to make everything all right. You know, the more of us, God's children, who have peace, who are calm, who believe that everything's going to be all right, the world's just going to be better because of it. So ask God, bring that wind of peace, blow that fan of peace upon me when I'm nervous and when I'm afraid, and you will be okay. I promise that. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for a cool day in the midst of a hot summer stretch to be. Thank you for these beautiful children here and all your children, and the peace that you lead us with in our hearts and our minds. Amen.